This is the rundown with Rubio for Monday, April 8th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. A new 15-year study. So this is a long time, okay? It's been proven a little bit longer than, say, 2 months. A new 15-year study has come out of the Netherlands showing that most gender-confused children grow out of it, and it's just a phase in their life. No kidding, man. Who didn't think this? Everyone is saying, oh, this is the way to go. This is the way to go. Study show. What studies? This has only been going around for X amount of time. You're showing us a 2 month study of two people. That doesn't matter at all. Show us a long-term study. So the Netherlands finally did a study of about 3,000 people over 15 years. And it shows, yeah, this is just a phase. No kidding. How many of us went through phases in high school where, oh, you wanted to do this, so you wanted to do that, or you're going to wear this, or you're going to put your hair a certain way, or you're going to wear this type of makeup, or you're going to listen to this type of music, and then all of a sudden you matured, you phased out of it, and then now you're a different human being. No kidding. Good job, Netherlands. There are winners and losers in life. Wisconsin has now joined a long list of states. It's about 30 states that have banned or restricted Zuckerbucks. What are Zuckerbucks? Zuckerbucks are any sort of donation from Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook Corporation, or Meta, whatever it's called now, because he donated over $450 million to certain Democratic candidates and campaigns that ended up just happening to win in a big landslide over certain things. And so they've said, hey, this is not allowed. You can't just have a monopoly of campaign because you can only donate X amount. And so good for them. Accept and embrace. Governor Newsom of California has stated that every baby born in California can get into their college savings an amount of worth up to $1,500 one time. So you have a baby, you enter it into the little computer, little Johnny. Okay, I get, Newsom sends me $1,500. What is that going to do? Okay, have you seen the prices of California? Anything, food, rent, housing, apartment, cars, everything is more expensive in California. $1,500 is going to buy him maybe one round of books for college. And so 18 years down the line, he's probably going to get number two pencils. If you're still allowed to use a number two pencil, I don't know. But this is stupid. Anyone that thinks this is a good idea, you're a moron. And number two, where are you getting the money? California's like trillions in debt. I think it's like 73 billion or trillion, one of those. Just a matter, unbelievable amount. This is so dumb. You have no money, yet you're promising other people money for something that's going to happen 18 years down the line where everything's going to be trillion amount then. Good God. Working hard is not enough. Rebecca Lorenz is a 72-year-old great-grandmother who's facing a 1 year in prison and a $210,000 fine. For what? On January 6th, you know, back in the day, she walked peacefully into the Capitol. They had the doors open for her. She thought she was going on a little tour. She walked peacefully and she prayed for 10 minutes. She's up for 1 year in prison and a $210,000 fine. Something tells me there's bigger criminals and convicts out there that we should probably be worried about. I don't know. Confidence is the key. Remember, I told you last week how J.K. Rowling and the Scottish government are kind of going back and forth because they got this new hate speech law, and they're saying that she misgendered someone. So if it's a dude and they're proclaiming they're a woman, she can't say he is this. She has to say she, even though if it's just me and I say, hey, I'm a woman, all of a sudden you can't look at me and say, dude, Rubio, you're obviously not a woman. So they've been going back and forth. So they open up the phone lines. Immediately, 4,000 calls come in. 4,000 calls. Boom, boom, boom. I want to report a hate crime. The best part is the majority are going against Scottish First Minister Humza Yousaf, when about a year ago he went on a rage about how there's too many whites in government, too many whites in the Senate, too many whites in the police, too many whites doing everything. And he goes off and off and off. So they reported him and said, hey, man, this is hate crime. You can't say too much hateful things about whites. So this just backfired immediately. Will anything happen to this guy? I highly doubt it. If you have any questions, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel, Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.